ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, killing in the name of... That's my sorry excuse for singing efforts. Rage Against the Machine, killing in the name of... Decoded. I'll be your tour guide for this presentation. I thought these graphics came out absolutely amazing. Hope you liked the little intro. Big shout out to Rage Against the Machine off their album Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name Of, song number 2, 1992. It was a leap year that year. Album came out on November 3rd. Song came out on November 2nd. I'm going to get into all that. What's the name? Who's killing in the name of what? Well, this right here is kind of a Shiva character. This is your Jesus character right here. Your Lucifer character. The Destroyer. And we're going to get into this presentation hot and heavy. This is kind of a rather short one. This is where I started with this. I ended up landing on this graphic, but this is the one I kind of created. And to your left-hand side is the 1963 image of Rage Against the Machine's album cover, and this is a Buddhist monk setting himself on fire during the protests in Vietnam against the president who was Catholic. A rarity. I'm going to go through that. The monk setting himself on fire. The Catholic president didn't want the Buddhist flag being waved, and so this Buddhist monk set himself on fire, being used to do it. Imagine getting that coat and death coming in for you there. I mean, what a horrible way to die, setting yourself on fire. It takes a lot of bravery and courage to do that. Woof. Killing in the name, decoded, folks. So, yes, Rage Against the Machine, their self-titled album, 1992. Amazing album. And as you can see, you know, inspired by Rodney King and the 92 Los Angeles riots. Remember, this is a leap year. A leap year. Okay? That's a big deal. And we're gonna touch on this. And I'm going to instantly and automatically, I'm going to connect mainstream to theology and what this means. Because this is symbolic. This is an allegorical presentation through theology. The literal is there will be people that will literally die, which are dying, which do die every day. And this is where the Christ says, I'm not bringing peace, man. Coming with a sword. I think he should have said, I'm coming with a sword, bitches. That's what I think he should have said. But anyway, this is what's going to be shown throughout this presentation right here. And I'm going to get into something. I'm not coining it. It's not me doing it. But this has been coined theonumerology, like theology, but theonumerology. And this is not the first time I've done this, but I wanted to officially name it so you can reference it. Start doing this on your own. Theonumerology. And we're going to be doing it on this scripture right here. And this is how we're going to do it right here. Theonumerology is where you locate the scripture in hand that you're looking to decode. You can do this with any book, any ancient text, the Bhagavad Gita. It doesn't have to be the Bible, the Quran. And you're just going to add up all the verses to get to that. Like this is 10 verses 34. Chapter 10 verses 34. So there are the 10 chapters. There are how many verses there are for each chapter. And you can even add in the chapters. I've done this in the CIA decoded. I've done it in the Isaiah 45 verses 7 decoded. I've done it with Lucifer, Isaiah 14 verses 12 verses decoded. So here it is over the trusty calculator, adding up all the verses, 25 through 34. All 10 chapters, you get 3, 0, 7. You drop that 0, you get it to 37. That's tied to the sun and moon, the eye in the sky. So the 307 is what we get. Now, we next want to go and see if this is tied to a prime number, right? And we're going to do that. We're going to do that right now on the fly. I thought I had a slide in there, and I don't. Just get it on the fly here. problems. It's not what I wanted to do. Where's my... Okay, I have no idea what's going on here. All right, 307. 63rd prime number. Jeez, it took all that to get there. Wow. Okay, so the 63rd prime number, let me move that over here. Go back here. 63rd prime number, right? Keep that in mind. And let's now talk about the album. The album came out on a leap year. 1992 was a leap year. And this album came out on November 2nd. The song came out on November 3rd. Or the album, sorry. The album came out on November 2nd. Excuse me. Where am I getting November 3rd from? And here it is, folks. November 2nd is the 307th day of the year. In leap years, well, because 92, you just take 1992, divide it by 4, and if you get an even number, it's a leap year, right? So 92, the album comes out on 92, Killing in the Name. And the album is on the 307th day of the year. Huh. So the question now is, did Rage Against the Machine purposely release this album on November 2nd because they know how to do Theo numerology? This is something that people already do. And they consciously are doing it. Well, I'm going to leave that up to you. Maybe. Possibly. But I really doubt it. The only explanation is that the machine is running the show. Rage Against the Machine. Right there. And this man took his own life, or had his own life taken from him, because it was killing in the name of... dot, dot, dot. What is the name of? What is it? Well, it's that. It's that, folks. Absolutely. It's that. So here's the gentleman who set himself on fire. Self-immolation. That's the terminology during the Buddhist crisis. And here's his name. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. But you can see I have it circled, his birthday. June 11th, 19... what? 63. 1963, ladies and gentlemen. 1963. You see how this works? Are you following this? 1963... 307 being the 63rd prime number. Killing in the name of. I'm coming with a sword. Rage Against the Machine. Coming with a sword, man. Gonna take your life for the name. The name, of course, is standing up for Buddhist religion, a way of life, culture, division. Buddhist versus Catholic. That's what it was all about. So here's where it gets super interesting with the tarot. Another technique that you can do. You can take a date, 1963, and you can tie the tarot cards to it. And there it is. Bam! Right there, the sun. The sun. And the sword. So now we have the connecting point between the Christ and the sun. Of course, that's not anything new. There's also the moon in there, for sure. But the sun, 1963. I'm coming with a sword. The sun. And then you want to do it for the full birthday. This guy died on the 11th of June. Here it is. Look at the story the tarot tells. With clarity. Now remember, the Catholic president got assassinated on the day before. Oh, no, I'm sorry. On that day. Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. 1963, June 11th, Justice. Justice because I'm setting myself on fire in protesting that the Buddhist flag gets waved. Justice for the people. Justice for the Buddhists. That's what this means. Justice for the Buddhists. And there will be death by the sun, by the sword. And there was killing in the name of. This is killing, folks. What a, you imagine you get that code, you set yourself on fire. And then the president gets taken out. But you can see, and I covered this in my scripted reality part one, the very first one, is that his name is a match to scripted reality. I mean, does it get any more clear than that? Imagine again, not having the choice, like the just getting the courage to do that, but like that was your code. Sacrificing your life for the benefit of mankind, in a sense, and being part of the sword, right? Being part of all this. That's what all this stuff means. So again, here it is. The crisis ended when the president was assassinated on that day that Rage Against the Machine came out with their album. Now, I'd imagine, yeah, they probably timed it or linked it to November 2nd because of that date. But again, were they using Theo numerology? Here's the new November 2nd day. It's the five of pentacles, the five of discs, the five of diamonds. And you know what that card means? Card 69, the yin yang. Well, it's division, right? Division and assassination causing that. So easy to see this with the cards. And then when he died, he passed, got assassinated on the age of 62. Here it is. I'm not coming with peace. I'm coming with a sword. There it is. And this is the card of revolution. The Knight of Swords is the card of revolution. And that's what happened during that protest, if you want to call it that, is that this Buddhist crisis was about politics and religion, right? Which is all about Jesus. Catholicism, all about Jesus. And this guy getting taken out at 62, and he's got a card of the sword, not by accident, completely perfect. That's just how this reality is. Right there, man. So these events that happen and that have been happening, this is the Christ saying, I'm coming with a sword, and has been, and will continue to do that. Shiva being the sword, being that personality of Jesus, Lucifer, whatever you want to call it. All right. So I'll get into the tail end of this. I decided to bring in the word sword from the origination of where it came from in the Greek scriptures. And here it is highlighted in green. Right. And then the conversion of it in English. And you could see how the Greek is 83. And the conversion into the English is 23, and they just so happen to link up through mathematics, 83 being the 23rd prime number. Again, Chaldean, just showing how special it is. But then connecting it to science and alchemy and the sword being tied to bismuth, the binary, the serpent there. There's the serpent right on there, 83 tied to Jesus and Yeshua and Halil. Or hell, right? If you watch the Jesus Lucifer scandal, they're 8 and 3. And then the bismuth, if you remember, was also in Head of the Snake. Because Genesis 3 verses 1, the very first scripture that talks about the serpent, is got this 431 as its numerology, the reduction all the way down. Genesis reducing down to the 4, 3 verses 1. And you get the 83rd prime number here. And we showed this in the Head of the Snake. So now you can see, ladies and gentlemen, killing in the name of. Well, the serpent's in here too. Absolutely is in here. OK, Okay. The serpent's in here. So you can also see that I just wanted to add this layer, and you can see, like, again, this is a joint venture. This website, Decoda, that we've created for all of you to use. It was a joint venture on the word. And we just were thinking about it. I wasn't plugging anything into numerology. We just thought the name was cool. And that's what we decided upon. But you could see how it's 23. And, you know, what's really fascinating is when you go look at Decoda, you can see it's 23, which is the same as this word right here. And you guys and gals know how big I am on this. Nihilism, removing everything. And that's what, that, folks, this 93 is tied to the sun and moon. And that's what it does when it's time to change things up. It annihilates, annihilation. I'm going to come back to that machine, annihilation, right? So the decoding world is part of the nihilism, because we're seeing things for how they really are. And you're like, oh, that's not going to do that anymore. We're all decoding ourselves home, as I like to say. So when you start to look at this 83 through the ancient Greek and the origination of it in its own original language, sword is the 83. It reduces all the way down to the number 2, which is duality. It's the bet, alpha bet, the binary, the duo. But you could just use mathematics and you just continue on, and 23 becomes the ninth prime number. 9 is a repeater number. And it's also just coincidentally tied to the word kill. So sword and kill through mathematics are connected. And when you really look at this, ladies and gentlemen, you can see how uncanny these connections are. That kill is 9, and 9 is 16, and 16 is fire. 16 is hell. 16 is the tower card. The tower card. See these connections? Just that we now can, we have the eyes to see this. And to finish this up, you know, here is the word machine. Rage against the machine. Rage against. Well, that causes division, and the rage causes anger, and the anger causes Shiva to rise up and destroy. That's what anger does. That's what rage does. It destroys part of the system. But you can see that machine is 24 in Chaldean. Machine is 53 in the English, A through Z. Going here to show you. Here it is. Machine is 53 in the English, A through Z. It's 24 in Chaldean. And coincidentally, Yeshua in Hebrew. A lot of people think Jesus is Yeshua. Okay, cool. Well, it's the machine, because that's a 53. And then if you're, well, Jesus came out in the New Testament, it's a Greek-Roman word. Well, that means that this word right here, Jesus, is 24. And now you have the match to the word machine in Chaldean. Right? So we have the Chaldean 24 match to machine and Jesus, or Jesus, and then we get the machine in English tied to the Hebrew word Yeshua, being tied to the machine. Welcome to the machine. Rage against the machine. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. 53. Killing in the name of what? Killing in the name of the machine. Do you see this, folks? Remember that 53 is tied to the word, the element iodine, the I. And it's also tied to this right here. Ponzi scheme. And you know on the periodic table that is tied to the I. Iodine, iodes, and it means violet. So from here, ladies and gentlemen, we know that the I is part of the I am, which is part of the killing name. Remember, I is the ninth letter in the English, and kill is nine. Right? It's the machine, folks. Killing in the name of the machine. That's what this whole thing means. Here. So getting to the tail end of this, the release of the album. We did the song, which was on the second. The release of the album. Let me just double check this. The release of the album was November 6th. Well, this is the card. The Ace of Pentacles. Card number 65. And you remember what this is, right? So what does this mean right here? What is this? It's exchange of energy. But remember, folks, that the Ace of Pentacles is the Ace of Diamonds, which is card number 27, which is tied to the Eucharist. And if we just eliminate the Eucharist, let's just talk about this organization. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that this whole event, this whole event right here, with from this guy who set himself on fire, this whole entire event was about the assassination of this president because he was a Catholic. This guy was a Catholic. And so they assassinated him. All because he defied the flying of the Buddhist flag. That's why. He was a Catholic. See the... I mean, I don't even know what you'd even use to describe this. The uncanny connections. The clues. The guy died, killing in the name of. This guy got killed. Killing in the name of what? Religion. Doesn't matter what religion you are. It's all the same. It's all owned by the same boss. All of it. Killing in the name. So, the last thing I want to talk about is the release date of the song. It came out 4 days prior to the album, November 2nd. It was the 307th day of the year. Remember, that's tied to Jesus and the sword and the 63 and the Queen of Swords. But it leaves 59 days until the end of the year when the song came out. You know what 59 is? Contract with God. 59, let me get rid of the A through Z. What is 59? The game of life. 59 is contract with God. You see where this is going? 59 days. Killing in the name. Contract. This guy had a contract. That's what he was ordered to do. And the 59 is tied to this right here. 277 is the 59th prime number. What is this? It's the word gematria in Hebrew. Killing in the name of. Remember that Slipknot had that song, Gematria, the Killing Name? 277 is the 59th prime number. Just coincidentally. Right? Right there. So again, you'd be like, okay, well, oh, it's Hebrew Gematria is 277. And Rage Against the Machine or the producers had to be fans of that. So we're going to place it this way. We're going to do it on the 307th day of the year this year. It's 1992. No, I'm not buying it. Not everything. And the last thing I wanted to show here is you can see that here it is from Slipknot, Gematria, the Killing Name. 2008, also a leap year. 1992, Rage Against the Machine, leap year, Killing in the Name. 2008, All Hope is Gone. Gematria, the Killing Name. See the connections? Look at what song number they are. 2. That's duality, folks. killing in the name of duality, whatever it takes. You could have fun with the song lengths. There's just a ton of things that you could talk about. You know, this song is 6 minutes. This song is 5 minutes. This is the 65th card in the deck. This album came out on the Ace of Pentacles day. Killing in the name. See the uncanny, like small, subtle connections that when you're a decoder and you know how this works and you see it, it strengthens and supports that. There's just so many moving parts that there's no way man can actually code this like this at this level. To sit down with this, being this meticulous. I'm not buying that. So my final answer, mankind's being used. We're entertainment. It's a movie. People die in movies all the time, but it's not real. We die all the time, but it's not real to whatever's watching us. I know that may sound horrific to some of you, but that's what the code shows. That's what it says. That's the way the story goes. And what you're looking at right here is a comic book rendition of Shiva, which is, this is Jesus incarnating into Shiva the Destroyer, Lucifer the Destroyer. Jesus and Lucifer being partners in this reality. Okay? They're partners. The sun and the moon, partnerships. And that's what killing in the name is all about. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, short and sweet. Thank you so very much for all your support, all you Patreon members. You are very much well appreciated. And this decode's for you, as is all the other ones. So ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.